What I'm saying here in Tibetan, I will summarize it. There's a very simple but very essential teaching right at the beginning of these sacred instructions. And that is in English will mean wilderness. But here in meaning it means three quietness. I think both of these will come to the same meaning in essence. First, body. Second, speech. Third, mind. The body, one has to be in a quiet place, of course. But then, if you keep on doing things, if you stay in a quiet place and writing 10 novels, you know, then your body is not quiet. So you're not doing anything except the practice. So that is body quiet. And speech quiet. The waking times of our life, we spend so many percentage of our time talking and we get nothing. Maybe few friends, but when you really need them, they are not there. And make couple of enemies, but when you don't need them, they're definitely there. So other than that, we don't achieve very much. And so the speech should be doing breathing practice, or saying mantras, or saying prayers, or just sit there and say nothing. So that is second. And third is mind free of thought, quiet of thought. So mind is full of thought. Our mind is full of thought. And these thoughts does not bring anything but suffering. Therefore, in order to overcome negative thoughts, we should have positive thoughts, such as limitless thought, for example, such as devotion, compassion, example, and then visualizations, and direct meditation on nature of mind, etc. So all of these should be remedy the unquiet mind. So quiet body, quiet speech, and quiet mind. And this is the key and base for every success of your practice. And then there is so much has taught here, which is very much to do with the breathing practice, which is very much to do with the tummo practice, which is also, you know, of course, the six aspects is there as the backbone of the entire teaching. And also there are so many remedies for any kind of practice problem. There is all kind of medicine combinations, all kind of diets, all kind of exercises are given here. There's so much. And these are the remedy, keksel, overcoming the obstacle. These are the details of the teaching. But the essence is, because the Kalachakra Tantra is the highest of all Tantra. Therefore, its definition of enlightenment is quite different from for example, with Theravada teaching. In Theravada teaching, we consider the samsara is bad. Samsara is dirty. Samsara is unworthy of our involvement. Samsara we should totally renounce. And so that is the base. But in this aspect of Tantra, I wouldn't say very much, because then it might become spread, become displaying Tantra in public, so which is not allowed. But in a simple manner, there is no such thing as permanent permanent unchangeable limitless defilement. It's impossible. But the primordial wisdom is permanent, limitless, and unchangeable, uncorruptible. So when I say permanent, it might be giving you a shock, but it is, because it is not the kind of permanent opposite of impermanent, but we call it sacred permanent. That means it is forever. And now in here I give you a simple example, because our lineage have such blessing, because it is a living lineage. Even somebody like me can comprehend this, but of course I don't have the realization, but without realization I can comprehend it. I give you an example. When I ask you what is the biggest thing, you will say space, because there is nothing bigger than the space. The next thing is, I will ask you, what is the smallest thing? Then you will say, molecule, or something like that. Or you might say, not yet established. So, not yet established. NYE. So you will say smallest thing is NYE. Then if you really think of what is the difference between the biggest thing and smallest thing, and you will come to the conclusion there's no difference. Because biggest thing also you cannot measure, and smallest thing also you cannot measure. If you can measure, it is not the smallest thing. Therefore, it is same. And this way, the longest time and shortest time are also same. When you attain Buddhahood, maybe you have journeyed for past you definitely have journeyed for past countless eons, but moment you attain enlightenment, those countless eons are not even a moment, because time is relative. So that is how the transformation is the way in Tantra. And avoiding avoiding anything that will increase your or maintain your defilement, and doing everything, including shaving the hair, and even shaving the eyebrows, and not owning anything. It's a good thing, wonderful thing, but that way is a very long way, and then you achieve arhathood, of course. Then arhat have to become Buddha. After many eons of being arhat, then one have to become Buddha. So that is the specific definition of the Tantra, and I think that is very much the essence of the entire teaching here in this Jodup. And now the next is Dorje Sumjin Hindup. It means the practice of the three Vajra. Practice of the three Vajra means body Vajra, speech Vajra, mind Vajra. That is our essence. But that is the ground. So that essence and potential, potential is lots of people like the word potential, but it's actually a little bit more than potential, because it is there, right there. So it is not just a potential. But as a working title, we can use that. And then the fruition is realization of body Vajra, speech Vajra, mind Vajra, which is Dharmakaya, Sambhogakaya, Nirmanakaya. And the method here in this lineage is visualization, very much related with Vajrapani, and then the Dzogrim, very much related with the practice of Talum, Nadi, Prana, and Bindu. So that is the teaching itself. And the lineage is the great master known as Tuktuk Ojinpa. He received so many transmissions from great masters and practiced them, and especially from great master known as Master of Kala Chakra, Tungkurpa. So his name is Sangye Dorje. From him he received entire Kala Chakra teaching and transmission, and he practiced them. And then from Gotangpa, the great enlightened master Gotangpa, through his transmission, then he attained realization. As he was prophesied, he went to the west, which we call Odiana. In that place, in the Dumathali, the sacred holy place called Dumathali, he met with four great Dakinis, and according to their prophecy and instruction, he went to one place called Kawoka. This is name of a town. And in that town, he met Vajravarahi in a form of a human lady. And then after receiving him as a disciple, then she showed her true manifestation source, the Vajravarahi. And as a Vajravarahi, Vajrayogini, he received transmission, and all of his chakras are opened, and he attained realization of the Nadi, Bindu, and Prana. Prana, Nadi, Bindu. And so this great master is known as Tuktuk Ojinpa, Enlightened Master Mahasiddha Ojinpa. And his teachings are composed by his disciple Kachua, and then also Togden Dawa Singe. So they put it together, and later there was four elaboration for his teaching by four great followers. One is Supupa, one is Shantanpa, one is Nyendo Kungawa, Nyendoba Kunga, one is Buddha Sunam Wizard. So these four disciples made elaboration, commentaries. And then his disciples, many, but in our lineage of Marpakaju, then the Jalwakarmapa, third Jalwakarmapa, Rangjung Dorje, was his disciple, and Ujinpa transmitted the entire lineage of transmission to him, and from there, as well as Ujinpa's other disciple, whose name I mentioned earlier, Karchuwa, so from these masters, the lineage continues. And such great transmission became part of all the Vajrayana lineage, and then the great Jambu Pontra Lord Thaye compiled, put together the three very important sacred transmissions of this lineage into the Dhammanja, and I'm reading them right now for you.